More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are, with More Than, the insurer that does more.
Well, a very good evening. It's Magic Indulgence, the show where we invite a celebrity guest to indulge in some of their favourite magic music. And our guest this week is Tina O'Brien. Tina, welcome.
Hello.
Looking forward to catching up with you over the next hour or so, getting some of your favourite songs on the air. We are going to talk fully in a moment. First of all, though, Fleetwood Mac and Don't Stop, which is your first choice this evening. Why this one, Tina?
I love the whole album of Rumours. It's a great album, real good point in history with obviously all the problems they were having at the time. And because of that, I think it made a really interesting album. And this is obviously one of their top songs.
Magic Indulgence at Magic 105.4 and Fleetwood Mac there, if the rumours are true, reforming very soon, which I think will please both myself and Tina O'Brien, who's my special guest tonight.
Yes.
Lovely to have you here. Now, obviously, everyone's going to know you from Coronation Street, but we're here to talk about motherhood. Not me, I'll talk about fatherhood with you. But
okay.
Firstly, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Must be about 6 months old now,
she's,
Scarlett.
Five months she is. And she's, just, I love her so much. And it's going so quickly. That's what's quite scary, the fact that every day I just feel like she's doing more and more. I'm like, slow down, you're my little baby. So, yeah, it's really good time at the moment.
How has life changed for you?
Unbelievably so. My priorities have changed. She's definitely like the most important thing in my life, really. I make sure that she's always all right. But I think that's a natural thing, obviously, when you become a mum. And I just never felt, never realised that I'd feel how I do feel. I knew, obviously, that I'd love my child, but the depth of the feeling goes, it's crazy. I can't even watch adverts on TV now about children. I'm like, oh, just
a whole new emotional level.
Yes.
Starts unpeeling itself,
yes,
doesn't it?
It's quite scary.
Are you still getting some pampering time in, though? Because that's, yes, very important, isn't it?
Yes, I'm really lucky that I'm actually taking time out to be a full-time mum. So I'm not really doing, I've not really been doing any acting work, but I've been lucky that I've been able to involve myself in a campaign that's been set up with Fairy Non-Bio Gel, and they're basically doing this whole campaign about celebrating our little ones. And because I've obviously got Scarlett, she is my little one, so it fits perfectly. And it's just encouraging mums to make sure that they concentrate on the little moments and not just the milestones like birthdays,
which are super important, of course. Yes. You know, come along on a sort of daily basis, on an hourly basis.
Yes.
At that age, I suppose.
Yeah, so. I mean, literally every day there's more and more happening. It's just beautiful.
Well, we'll certainly talk some more about that after the other song. Our next one you're going to choose for us is Bob Marley and No Woman No Cry. What about this one?
This is a lovely kind of chilled out Sunday afternoon tune. I think you could literally put this on in the background, chill out in winter or in the summer or whatever. It's just a very nice mellow song.
Magic 105.4, it's Sunday evening's Magic Indulgence. Steve Priestley here talking to my special guest tonight, Tina O'Brien. And Tina, just before we play Bob Marley, we were talking about the tiny little things with babies being just as important as the big stuff. And if you had any sort of personal experiences so far that you've just thought, oh, that is so nice.
Oh, there's been so many. On a day-to-day basis, I think probably one of my most special moments is first thing in the morning when she wakes up, because I go to take her out of a cot and she gives me this biggest beaming smile. And there's kind of nothing else behind it but just genuine kind of smiling at someone, and it's just a really nice feeling, and it actually melts me every single day. So no matter how tired I am or how bad the night has been, I'm kind of like, oh, okay. Oh, just love her so much.
It's kind of weird, isn't it, that you know that this has happened millions of times all over the world with millions of parents, but it's still special because,
yes,
it's your child.
Yeah, definitely. And I kind of, people used to tell me, oh, it's a really lovely feeling, and I thought, oh, I hope it is. But until you've kind of got it for yourself, I think you always kind of think, well, yeah, I kind of get what you mean. But then when you have your own child, you kind of go, oh my goodness, I really do now know what you mean.
Yeah, and how important do you think it is to celebrate these things? Because obviously life goes along at such a pace these days, doesn't,
yeah,
it? Nobody actually sort of enjoys the little things.
Yes.
And maybe that's exactly what we should be doing here.
I think so. I think the campaign is basically encouraging mums and dads to maybe find ways to appreciate the little things. So maybe like a memory box, you know, to keep little things, or if you have a camcorder hanging around, dig it out and make sure you get lots of footage of her, which is what we've done. We're very sad. We're very proud parents. And also things like maybe a scrapbook or a journal, you know, keeping notes of, oh, she first smiled when she was or he was. Just things like that are really nice to keep.
I'll let you
into
a secret. We've done all that stuff as well.
Have you?
Yeah, regrettably too late with the camcorder, but we did try and give it a go. Tina, let's get into your next song choice, which is The Pretenders and Brass in Pocket.
Yes.
What about this one?
This one is more dedicated to my mum. I love this song, but every time I hear this song, it kind of reminds me of my mum having a little dance around. She loves it. I also find this song is actually quite sexy.
All right.
Yeah, there's something quite sexy about this
song. Well, let's have a listen. Great opening chords, The Pretenders. Well, it's Sunday evening's Magic Indulgence, Magic 105.4, Tina O'Brien, my special guest this evening. We're enjoying these songs, aren't we?
We are.
Ooh, plenty more to come as well. First, though, well, you know, and I'm sure everybody does want to hear about this, because although you left Coronation Street, still a massive, massive part of your life,
oh,
I'm
goodness,
sure.
Yes.
And, I mean, what's it been like since then? Because obviously it defines you very much, particularly because you went in so young, didn't you?
Yeah, I was 16 when I started, but my character was 13-year-old girl. So, you know, I was there for a long time. It was 8 years of my life, which is a massive chunk as well, because it's that kind of age as well where, you know, it does definitely define me as a person that I did that job, I think. And I just feel incredibly lucky that I was part of something and part of a group of people that were so kind and lovely, and they're just fantastic, really.
I mean, obviously, you know, going in at such a young age, it was when Sarah found out she was pregnant, wasn't it, when you went into the show? And that must have been quite harrowing. And does that in some ways, I mean, it was in at the deep end, wasn't it?
Yeah, very, very much so. The hours were incredibly long at the time. And then when I was 17, I got appendicitis. I had to have my appendix removed, but I was in the middle of a very big storyline. It was just off the back of the teenage pregnancy. I think she'd just had a baby. And so there was this massive storyline, but I had to take 2 weeks off work. And when I got back, I was literally doing 15 scenes a day back to back for a space of about a week. I was just absolutely shattered.
That must take a certain kind of constitution.
Oh, my goodness. I think at one point I was a little bit cracking up, and they sort of sent me off to the medical centre with a sandwich and just sort of lay me down for half an hour and said, right, come back to work then.
It must have given you more empathy maybe with young mothers now, if you look.
Oh, my goodness, definitely. Yeah, I think the whole storyline in general definitely did, because I felt that doing that storyline, you sort of opened up how there's so many prejudices for young people. And, it's, you know, it must be hard for them. It really must be. You know, I was only playing a part, and it was, I kind of feel for that person.
Yeah, you get immersed in it. Just
it's
what you do, don't you?
Yes.
Well, I hate to do this, Tina, but, you know, with obviously working such long hours on the show, it certainly wasn't a 9 to 5, which was about as subtle as a sledgehammer going in there. But
yes.
Your next choice is Dolly Parton, and this is a fantastic song. What sort of memories does it hold for you?
This is a song that I shouldn't really admit to liking this song, to be honest. It is very quite cheesy. But it's wonderful. I love Dolly Parton. She's such a character. And this song, I just think, is so her. And I think it was for a film at the time, wasn't it? I've never actually seen the film, but this song just makes me happy so much. I put this on in the morning if I can't wake up.
Magic Indulgence, Magic 105.4, and my special guest tonight, Tina O'Brien, who, Tina, was starring in a panto, must have been, what, a year, 18 months ago now, with Johnny Briggs?
Yes.
And that's obviously a very specific type of theatre, isn't it? How much did you enjoy that? Because, again,
I
very tiring.
It. Oh, do you know, it's strange because people said, oh, it's really tiring. But to be honest, compared to the hours on Coronation Street, it was not really that hard. But the most tiring thing about it was that I was saying the same lines day after day. And in the end, I was trying to find new ways to say my fairy godmother. He's just trying to put emphasis on different words because it felt a little Groundhog Day-ish.
And there's quite a lot of room for improvisation,
I would imagine. And it's just amazing with all the children there, because they look at it like it's real, and you've got all these little kids like looking up at you and they're clapping along, and it does get you, actually. You're kind of a bit like, oh, I'm kind of doing this for them, really. Well, obviously not just for them.
No.
But
no.
Yeah.
All round family entertainment.
Yes.
We're going to do certainly a massive magic artist next. It's and I must say, this one is getting picked an awful lot on the show at the moment. Dusty Springfield and Son of a Preacher Man, which is a very cool song, isn't it?
It's the best song in the world. It's my favourite song. Every time I used to go out, I used to insist on singing this on the karaoke very badly. My partner Ryan absolutely now detests the song just because I've murdered it thousands of times at various karaoke places around the country. But it's still my all-time favourite song.
Oh, I love that you call him my partner, Ryan.
My partner, Ryan, yeah. I say boyfriend, but he's like, it's a bit like, and I do sound like I could be gay, though, saying my partner. But, yeah, I used to say
he's
boyfriend.
He's not been dressed up in those tights and spandex again, is he?
My partner, Ryan.
Tina O'Brien, my special guest this evening on Magic Indulgence. I've got another song choice to come in just a moment. But just before we did that, Tina, I wanted to ask you about your personal music taste and whether you get much time to listen to music at home. And if you do, what goes on?
I used to love listening to music, and I've got to be honest, recently I've realised that I haven't been listening to that much music, and I really do miss it. And I think it really does a lot for your mood, music, and just it wasn't intentional that I stopped listening to music, but I think with so much in my life with Scarlett, you forget. But I'm definitely going to make more of an effort to listen to more music again, because I kind of love lots of different styles of music.
And of course, it's well known that babies love music. So
apparently
we should be
so.
Introducing Scarlett at this stage to
yes.
some fantastic magic artists, maybe.
Yes.
Of which Billy Joel is one. Are you a big fan of Billy?
Well, do you know, I think it's just more this song, to be honest. I'm not a massive Billy Joel fan. But this song is fantastic. It's just perfect in every way. And I think it's a very much a lover's song, isn't it, really?
Very much so. Billy Joel there and Just The Way You Are. Sadly, our last song choice for this evening on Magic Indulgence. And Tina O'Brien has been my special guest. Tina, it's been fantastic to have you in. And I'm glad you're enjoying motherhood.
Thank you.
You know, what a fantastic stage for Scarlett now to be at just a few months old. And you've got so much fun to come, haven't you?
Oh, goodness. I think every stage is going to be fantastic. And every stage, I think I'm going to say, oh, this is the best stage. You know, when she starts to walk or when she starts to talk. I'm just so looking forward to all of it, really.
It's true. It does get better and better.
Yeah.
Now, there's a website with fairies and you can sort of direct people into this to have a look at what exactly you can look at there, because we're talking about the fact that the everyday small things are just as
yes.
important as the big moments for the kids.
There's a website called softeningyourworld.com, and there's all information on there about ways that you can enjoy times with your child, no matter how old they are. And just and also I think there'll be information on there, like a vodcast all about, you know, mothers enjoying their children and things that they do with their children.
And we look forward at some point to seeing you back on the small screen, big screen, stage, wherever.
Yeah,
it may
that'd be lovely. Yeah.
How lovely to have all those options open to
yes.
you now, and you've got a few months to think about it
yes,
and sort of pick and choose and cherry pick whatever you want to do when you get back.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
And we'll be watching Corrie just in case a certain somebody changes
yes.
their mind about coming back.
Turns up and gives David a what for.
Yeah, yeah. Save ITV single-handedly, maybe.
Oh. Maybe not.
Lovely to speak to you anyway. And
thank you.
Thanks very much for coming
Cheers,
in.
Thank you.
After the news at 8, it will be Mellow Magic. It's Magic 105.4.
Indulgence on Magic 105.4 with More Than. Doing more by carrying colour doodles on board our breakdown trucks to help keep your children smiling. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.